Hi, this is Chris from the Podunk Polymath Podcast, and this is my Robert Ingersoll quote. A fact never went into partnership with a miracle. Truth does not need the assistance of miracle. A fact will fit every other fact in the universe, because it is the product of all other facts. A lie will fit nothing except another lie made for the express purpose of fitting it.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found secular yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful week.
I do as well.
I was kind of not having a wonderful week.
Weekend. Yeah.
And now it's moved into a week-ish thing. In case you can't tell, I'm having a little trouble breathing today.
Because you're getting sick because he worked 32 hours in 2 days.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
Yeah. So but he's kind of tired right now.
Kind of tired, yeah, okay.
And you sound terrible, too.
I do sound terrible, but...
You do.
People still love me. That's all that matters.
Oh, boy, please.
All right. And to show how much they love me, they follow me on Twitter.
Oh, God, you're going to make me puke.
Anyway, let's get into our Twitterers.
Yeah, so you can butcher some names. Let's start that.
Yeah. Susan Jamera? That's not even close. Susan Jarema.
Oh, so many apologies needed.
I don't know. Should that be George or Jorge?
Oh, God, babe, you're killing it.
Is it George or...
Do both.
All right, it's either George or Jorge Sanista de Ben.
It's all his fault. That's all I'm saying.
I can do this one.
We greatly appreciate the Twitters, but we also highly apologize for his not getting the names. Sometimes I'm wondering if some of it should be phonetically, like, off to the side to help you do it correctly.
Well, that's not how they come over on Twitter.
I know it doesn't work like that, but...
All right, we'll try some more. Fun Size Happy Hour. Yeah, I got one right.
Yes.
We Three Geeks Podcast.
Uh-huh.
Odd-shaped panel. Amish Baby Machine. Trademarked.
Okay.
Warren Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Heathens Greetings. Beth Shepherd. Joy Anna Hope. Gollum J. Trump, which is my new favorite. you got to check out Gollum J. Trump. He takes Donald Trump's and retweets them as if they were actually Gollum. It's really cool.
Uh-huh.
Law 1777.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan Tweet, which we know from, what was that book? I'm sick, so I don't remember.
I was going to say, I know that name.
You know, the evolution book.
Oh.
The Grandmother Fish.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, this is what happens when I'm sick.
Your head goes into a fog.
Yeah. Refresh KC.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
RIT 1776. Janet Uter.
Okay.
Okay.
If you say so.
Hope After Faith Pod, which is Jerry DeWitt and Bobby C.
Uh-huh.
Of No Religion Required.
Uh-huh.
Drift and Ramble Podcast. Epic Film Guys. Crab Diving Podcast, which are some comedians are pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to him a little bit.
Uh-huh.
The Knuckleheads Pod, and I think it's Jesus Palominos. I think I got that one right.
We'll see. And if not, for the entire list, if he screwed up your name, he apologizes.
I do. I'm very bad with names.
Oh, aren't you, though?
With pronunciation of names.
Oh, aren't you, though?
Pronunciation.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, I got the movie reference. Okay. Thank you. Not many do, but I do. Don't give me that look.
And I'd like to go ahead and thank Chris from the Polydunk Pomath. I'm so not with it today.
And you're not even drinking.
I'm on cold medicine, so it's the same thing.
Yeah,
I would
too
like
much.
I would like to thank Chris from the Podunk Polymath Podcast for this week's Ingersoll quote, and you'll find a link to his show in the show notes.
I really like when people send in the quotes. It's kind of cool to hear someone else do it besides you.
Yeah, even if you don't have a... podcast, if you have a blog or a website you want to promote, give us a nice little 30 seconds or so,
uh-huh.
And tell us who you are, what you want to promote, and we'll add it in.
With the quote?
With the quote. That would help.
Yeah. Gotta have the quote with it, though, I think. Yeah,
just your favorite Ingersoll quote. And you can send that to podcast@secularyacking.com.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah. All right, I suppose we'll get into some news this week.
That's usually what we do.
So, I have an update from last week.
Last week, which one, which story would that
the
be?
The FFRF banner from Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Last week, we talked about the FFRF in Boca Raton, Florida, and the vandalism that occurred.
Uh-huh.
After it was replaced, it was then stolen in only a day. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
Along with the satanic display that went along with it, right?
Uh-huh.
Annie Laurie Gaylor said, this is a disgraceful expression of intolerance towards dissenting ideas. Annie Laurie Gaylor is the co-president of the FFRF, by the way.
Oh, okay.
People need to show some respect for minority viewpoints, however unpopular. The foundation is offering a $2,000 reward for information to arrest or conviction of the perpetrators responsible.
Right.
So this part was written prior to today. So I wrote this yesterday so that I could put it on the show today.
Oh, uh-huh.
This morning, I woke up to some more disturbing news.
Yeah.
After the display was replaced and chained down.
Yeah, chained down.
To a tree with a really, really thick chain. I'm not talking like a bicycle chain. I'm talking like shipyard okay. like chain or something.
Okay.
Well, Monday night, someone pulled up to the display with a vehicle and ripped it out of the ground.
Yeah, you could see the tire marks. I saw the video.
Tire marks and everything.
Yeah.
Just ripped it right out of the ground.
Yeah.
People are very unhappy.
You know, because, you know, holding a sign could just kill you.
Again, it goes back to they just can't share.
Well, no, not okay, yeah, fine, that, but I don't even see it as that. I see it as they are so insecure in their own faith that they can't see a word showing something that isn't their religion, and it's not even saying something bad about theirs. It's just someone else talking about theirs, and they're offended by that.
Right.
I mean, talk about weak, well, truly.
This ties into a conversation I had on our Facebook page the other day.
All right.
Actually, it was mostly yesterday.
Uh-huh.
There are some atheists who wonder a few things regarding these displays. So let's go over a couple of them.
I was going to say, okay, what?
One, why do we ally ourselves with a religion like Satanism?
No, these are...
These are atheists asking me why...
Oh, asking you, okay.
Asking me.
Okay.
Right? This is the quote. It's about being a... No, that's not it. It's all religion, Satanism, global warming, zealots, along with normal religions. All the same stuff. This one was just put there just to piss people off. Which... Knowing Satanists that I do, that is not the point.
Right.
The point is to force Christians to understand they have to share the
equality.
Space. Right. They
it's
have
easy.
To either all or nothing.
Exactly.
It's not there to be provocative. I mean, yes, it is there to be provocative.
But that's the point as far as getting their attention that
right.
you need to understand it's all inclusive, even the ridiculous, or it's none of the above.
Right. It's like with Chaz Stevens with his weird... ass fist of festivus pulse things that he does.
Uh-huh.
So you know we did the disco ball gay festivus pole last year,
yeah,
right?
With the rainbow flag down the pole.
The year before that he did a beer can festivus pole.
Uh-huh.
This year he did a upside down American flag Trump pole.
Uh-huh.
So it's making a point that if you're going to have a religious message on government property, you have to allow all messages on government property,
right?
And that's the problem with their destruction of this property. They're showing that they don't want to share the space. That they feel that only their viewpoint is valid.
It kind of goes hand in hand. Nothing's really changed in that aspect if you think about it. Because Christianity always does this. It's their religion, no highway option.
See, we already went over the highway option last week.
Yeah, I don't give a crap. That's my point.
I know.
But the thing is they don't get the concept that... One, there's more religions than just theirs. And two, this is a freaking melting pot country. Just suck it up and accept that there's other people that aren't you. I mean, what's the problem?
Which brings me to point number two.
They're fine.
Why do we care what people put on government lawns during the holidays? And the quote is, it's about being a jerk at Christmas time. Everybody has to bitch about something.
Yeah.
No, we're not being a jerk at Christmas time. We're being a jerk all year
long. I was going to say, this kind of isn't any different, at least from our point of view. We deal with this all year long. It's not just, it's just amplified at Christmas time because
there's
Christianity
so
is
with.
like setting up nativity scenes everywhere.
Right.
And, you know, it's a little more amplified at this time of the year.
Right. It becomes more newsy
right.
because of the time of year it is.
And they pay more attention
right.
this time
not,
of the year.
We're not being bigger jerks. We're being the same jerks, right? We're doing the exact same thing. It's just there's more of it.
You know, honestly, I don't see it as we're being jerks.
I know,
jerks.
We're not being jerks.
No, I know. I know that's really what you meant. But at the same time, the fact is they're the ones being the jerks because they can't accept someone else's thoughts besides only theirs is the only way to go, you know?
Right.
I mean, where's that, you know, holiday spirit where they're supposed to love everyone? Okay, then again, that was supposed to be all year long, but, you know, love everyone no matter what, blah, blah, blah crap.
Right, there's no Christmas spirit at Christmas.
There's no love everyone spirit any time of the year when it comes to them.
Right.
They're a bunch of hypocrites.
And which brings me to point number three.
Fine.
You deserved it.
Oh, this is something they said?
Yes. The quote is, it's a troll move, and we shouldn't be surprised when people react. There is never an excuse for destruction of property.
Regardless of whose. I don't think it's right to destroy a nativity scene either.
Right. But that's just the thing. If an atheist went in and destroyed a nativity scene.
Oh, that would be huge.
Right. But, you know.
Yeah.
We don't know who goes in and destroys a humanist or an atheist or a satanic display. Well, maybe the cops will get on it.
Well, one thing that I was going to mention that I've noticed just lately, it just seems amplified, and maybe it's just me, but there just seems to be a lot more violence going on lately. And
I have noticed this as well.
And it comes to everything, not just the
so this is
ripping
really,
out the scenes or anything.
This is really the first time that we've seen this level of destruction. I mean, we've seen, like last year, we saw the Catholic warrior woman try to steal the satanic display from Florida.
But they're more violent now.
You're right. This using a vehicle to completely destroy
this thing is
bigger.
You're right. And, you know, sticking with this story, that aspect of it, they're doing in a much more violent, aggressive way. But I'm even talking just, you know, society right now as a whole around this country right now. Maybe it's just me, but I have totally noticed that there is a lot more violence going on, more than usual. And it's not, it's like just the aggression out there, you know? Well,
I've seen reports that say that crime has taken a bump since the election.
That I definitely agree with.
And specifically hate crimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And things like that. I think Southern Poverty Law Center has been tracking it. And they said there was something like 720, 730 occurrences of hate crime since the election.
I definitely could see that, but I also see just crime in general. It's like everybody who kind of had nut job thoughts in their head before, like, hey, it's normal, it's good, I can act on it, not just keep it in my head anymore. That's just what it seems like to me.
Right. And the last point I want to make about this is something that I just saw. Someone had suggested that, you know, they literally believe that Satan exists, and putting this up is basically putting evil up on the courthouse lawn, right?
Okay, just to iterate, or whatever that word is, evil is an opinion.
Well, I
honestly
know, but they see just the idea of Satan as being pure evil, and they feel they have to do something about it.
But on the same sense, it comes down to equality. If that is what, say, you know, that was their intentions as putting up, you know, worship and Satan and evil and all that, it doesn't matter. It's their belief system, and public lawn has to include all belief systems.
Right, and here's the
deal. Or get rid of them all.
These are all going to be considered hate crimes, which will give them felonies.
Oh, yeah.
If they're caught, they're going to be felons now.
Uh-huh.
For not willing to allow someone else a little bit of space.
I also, why is there never cameras on these things? In this area? Because it was the same with our Capitol area when we had our flag destroyed and stolen. There's never any cameras around, but yet it's the freaking Capitol.
I
think
they
have a lot of cameras.
Well, you would think so, but they're not always looking everywhere. So, I mean, there may have been, but no one knows.
But my point, they really should have cameras pointing everywhere when it's right around the Capitol lawn, because if something big, you know, goes down, they're going to want to see different things from different angles so that you can get it not just from the building's point of view, but you can see them drive up kind of point of view. You know what I mean?
I tend to agree.
But, you know, I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Bite you too.
Has Ngangwe Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster In God We Trust on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an In God We Trust decal on the patrol cars. We are here to help. The original motto project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
I really like listening to his voice.
Yeah, that Travis's voice is awesome. We have to get him on the show sometime.
Yeah, he's just cool beans.
Yeah. I have another story.
All right.
Yeah, law would block porn from on computers sold in South Carolina.
That's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah.
And wrong, but sure.
A new bill in South Carolina would make it illegal for anyone in the state to sell a computer, tablet, or smartphone without a porn filter. But the bill's sponsors aren't entirely unreasonable men. You can buy a petition, or you can petition to buy a computer without the porn filter, but it'll cost you $20.
So they kind of got like a double racket going on there.
Yeah. The anti-porn bill, called the Human Trafficking Prevention Act, was pre-filed before the Christmas break and will be considered in South Carolina when the legislature returns session next month.
Almost couldn't say that.
Why is it called the Human Trafficking Prevention Act?
Do tell.
Because the $20 fees would go towards funding anti-trafficking efforts.
Now, I'm on board with funding anti-trafficking, but this isn't how you go about doing it.
This is what we call a sin tax.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, which is unconstitutional.
And not to mention porn, as long as it's not child porn, is not illegal.
That is correct.
You might not like it, but it's not illegal. Therefore, you cannot dictate whether people watch it on their computers or not.
Yep. The bill is co-sponsored by Representative Bill Chumley, who told local news site Go Upstate, if an end user buys an apparatus, a computer, and they want to access and they want access to that, they would have to pay to have that filter removed.
So in another way of looking at that, though, basically, if you can afford it, you can pay to go ahead and do your sins.
Yeah. So this is from the filed bill. To require a business, manufacturer, wholesaler, or individual that manufactures, distributes, or sells a product that makes content accessible on the internet to install and operate a digital blocking capability that renders obscenity inaccessible, and to set minimum requirements for the blocking capabilities.
English for me.
So if you make a digital device that can access the internet in the state of South Carolina, that's to be sold in the state of South Carolina. Mm. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Then you have to put this porn blocker on there.
And this hasn't passed, right?
No, it's a pre-filed bill.
Oh. You don't think this will pass,
I doubt it. Even in the crazy state of South Carolina, there's no way it's going to pass.
Yeah, that's just...
And if it does pass, it's unconstitutional. You can't do this. They've already...
Which, again, it's a waste of time.
It is. It's a waste of time, waste of money, because someone's going to sue.
I mean, how many times do we got to pass shit that is a waste of time?
Dumbasses. Anyway. And yeah. There's actually some troubling language in the bill itself. I finally found the bill itself. It took a little bit of time.
Uh-huh.
It says this. Whereas studies have shown that pornography is a public health hazard, leading to broad spectrum of well-documented individual impacts and societal harms.
Okay.
That's in the bill.
Uh-huh.
No. The science isn't settled on this in any means, right?
Right.
Casual porn use is seen by some sexual therapists as not being at all unhealthy, but extreme usage, such as porn addiction, can be if it interferes with the rest of your life.
Right.
But the actual usage of the porn is not unhealthy.
This just sounds like some frustrated religious guy trying to pawn his rules on everyone else because he can't get into their homes to do it.
Right. And that's the problem. They've been trying to do this for years.
They always are.
I mean, they tried back in the when Playboy and Penthouse came out. They tried to regulate them so that people couldn't see it. I remember Asheville growing up hearing about they finally got rid of that last adult movie theater downtown, and everybody was so happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the porn police took care of that. and then the idea that there's ideas within the bill that by reducing porn usage, they will also be able to reduce human trafficking.
I don't think so. I mean,
so the idea there's a good idea within this bill. There's like one.
Right.
And it's the ability to block specifically child porn.
Right.
And prostitution rings.
Right.
Which I have an issue with blocking prostitution rings.
Human trafficking.
Right. But if it's human trafficking, that's different than blocking a prostitution ring, right?
Right.
Or not a ring, but
I know
a legitimate prostitution.
Right, right, I know what you meant.
Prostitution rings are horrible because they do human trafficking.
Uh-huh.
So that's some of the intent of the bill, but it can be easily used because the language saying obscenity to block just about anything. Kind of not just porn, by the way.
It's amazing how many laws and rules they want to make to get in your bedroom. Have you noticed that? Whether it's your bedroom, your clothes, your body, it's just like, dude, you got something better to work on? Maybe some other problems that might be going on in this country? I don't know.
Maybe.
But, you know, the bedroom part's more important, of course.
Yes, it is. Well, that's part of their religion, though.
I don't give a crap.
Yeah, but they do.
Yeah, but I don't understand why they feel they have to dictate what other people can and can't do behind closed doors.
Because that's part of their religious belief. They believe, if my understanding, because I can't really wrap my head around wanting to do that.
Uh-huh.
But they believe that they are saving people's souls by not allowing them to do sinful acts. That's why they are so against homosexuality.
That's kind of hypocritical, because from what I understand, there's pretty much every person on the planet, I guess, who has done what they would consider some kind of sinful act of one or another kind.
Right. Well, there's an old saying that Baptists don't recognize each other in the liquor store.
Okay.
You get that?
Yeah, I kind of do.
All right. And that's the same thing. You know that these Christians are viewing porn, right? I mean, uh-huh. It's a given. The one of the most religious states in the country
uh-huh.
has the highest online porn rate. Utah has the highest use of online porn.
That's funny.
But they don't tell anybody that. But according to the porn sites, Utah has the highest number.
That's actually hysterical.
At least that was the last report I read. It may be different now.
Yeah.
But porn rate is much higher in states that have high religiosity.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. It's kind of like down south with trying to do abstinence only, and yet they have the highest pregnancy in teens.
Right, because it's taboo. People want to do what they shouldn't do.
It's that whole psychology class on your kids. Do the opposite of what you want them to do. Reverse psychology kind of thing.
Yeah. You know, if this guy had have done more, or if I'd have been able to find more on this guy, he'd have won the Potter Award, by the way.
Yes, because we do not have a Potter Award this week because somebody...
I'm a little tired.
...is wiped out from a very long weekend.
And not a lot of time to get much writing done.
Well, there's only 48 hours in a weekend, and you work 32 of those.
Yeah.
So, not much time for sleeping or anything else, let alone writing a show.
I know.
So, it's going to be weird not to have a Potter for this week for me. I'm used to Potter every week, so it's kind of...
Yeah,
exactly.
I do have some good news. This is a last-minute breaking story. I know. Breaking story on a podcast. Weird.
A recorded one, no less.
I know. Breaking news. The county of McCormick, South Carolina...
Okay.
...has had In God We Trust on the ambulances for the last 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And it just came out like a couple hours ago that they will be considering removing them.
And without you pushing
without
it?
Without me pushing them, because I didn't know about them.
Uh-huh.
But... as usual, I wrote them an email telling them if they choose to take In God We Trust off the vehicles, the original model project will provide E Pluribus Unum or We the People.
Right.
Stickers.
What, in place of?
In place of. Or none in addition, of... Or none of the above. Or in addition to, if they wish to keep it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because their concern is the legality and all this stuff.
Right. I personally, like, if I was in their shoes, would go with none.
Right.
Only That's... because they're supposed to be, like, a public... space that they shouldn't be endorsing either or.
Well, but specifically on religion, we're talking
religion,
about
of course. So
but putting up E Pluribus Unum or We the People with the you know the first word
doesn't
of,
have
of
any religious inclinations to it.
It is absolutely secular, and it is historically accurate for our nation.
Right, but then you get the same old that I know you hear day in and day out about how we the people is our motto. Or not we the people. See, I already think it is.
It should be.
And God we trust is the motto. And, you know, it's not religious. It is our motto. And it's okay to be there. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. But if we start a trend of getting we the people or E Pluribus Unum on stuff instead of in God we trust, we might be able to actually change the motto.
That would be nice to see that.
That is my goal, you know.
Oh, I know that's your overall goal.
Okay.
It would be nice to see something that, you know, isn't so one-sided.
I agree.
Especially in all places like America, where you have the melting pot of all kinds of religions and people and, you know, whatnot. To do one Christian version is pretty crappy.
I agree. And that's all the yakking I got for this week.
I think I am done as well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to sleep.
I think that's a good idea. We're pretty toasted.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!